Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, and I welcome you to the show. And indeed, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, I must say to you that the Most High has told me that I have for Him some very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He told me I would have His protection, His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. For my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. He has told me I must tell you things, my brothers and sisters. And men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that indeed since the dawn of human fall, man offering his suppositions as to what is before the Most High to be counted righteousness, according to the multitude of his suppositions and self-made conceits as to what is acceptable before the Creator. Men, my brothers and sisters, having no authority to rule whatsoever. I said, men having no genuine authority from on high to rule whatsoever, have divided the lands, have divided the earth, and sought total control over those born within the scope of their territories. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never, I want you to understand this, the Most High never created this earth for the purpose that men should establish their own rule, dividing up lands, dividing up territories, dividing up people, contentious one against another, greedily contentious, my brothers and sisters, for the various resources of the earth. They might war one people against another. Even now, my brothers and sisters, we look around us. I said, even now, we look around us and we see men who say they are believers in various nations. My brothers and sisters at war one against another because of their allegiances to their various kings. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that so much prophecy speaks of Messiah and his coming, the one called Shiloh, unto whom the gathering of the people shall be. And my brothers and sisters, the whole world, according to all prophecy, has schemed against your knowing the way of salvation, the genuine way of salvation. As if men have said, especially the rulers have said, and have compelled the people also to say in their predisposition toward what they call freedom of religion, after a multitude of diverse ideas that can never be true to the one. It's as if men have been predisposed to say, we don't like that idea. He would have us to reconcile all our differences for the sake of his holy name, knowing that the Most High desires first and foremost, utmost, above all else, peace in the world. So the peoples of the earth, my brothers and sisters, be contentious against the righteous reign and rule of one before whom all must repent. That all, my brothers and sisters, true to the plan of the Most High, might at last be reconciled beyond their differences. Or shall man, my brothers and sisters, seek to retain these multitude of diverse allegiances just so they can continually argue? I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters. It's as if men have said that they don't want the peace. They say it's, well, quite frankly, since the salvation of man is in a kingdom that must be established upon this earth. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that men would defy the hope of peace in this world, despising the idea about reconciliation beyond all their differences and personal biases, that they be true to the will of one. It's almost as if people have said, my brothers and sisters, we don't like that idea. Despising even the command of the Most High, the sovereignty, the supreme sovereignty of the Most High, because men have said, it's almost as if they said to the Most High, don't you know that we have other kings? My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about those who are rulers over you today. I want you to consider. Because I want you to consider after I tell you the things that I would tell you tonight. I'll ask the question, my brothers and sisters, do you really expect the rulers to tell you the truth? Do you really expect them to tell you the truth? They all have an agenda, my brothers and sisters, to keep you in darkness. That's the only way they can keep you in bondage to their short-sighted and pluralist perceptions that can never be true to the will of one. There's a Bible truth, my brothers and sisters, they can never tell. And the prophecies said so that they wouldn't. The Bible truth they can never tell and yet maintain their rule over you. The scriptures say when that truth is known. Yes, the scriptures say when that truth is known. all the varied governing supposed systems of this earth and their short-sightedness will be found treacherous. Yes, my brothers and sisters, not only found treacherous, but derelict in duty, claimant to be true to the Most High, but far from upholding what is necessary that you be delivered. In the Bible of truth, my brothers and sisters, they say you're not prepared to hear. They said if they are your rulers, they have even a right to declare what you have a right to know. Even where it concerns, my brothers and sisters, the hope of salvation. But who are they to judge? They say that to justify keeping you in the darkness, they say those types of things, my brothers and sisters, that you're not ready to understand. They justify keeping you in the darkness against all, even against all that is the hope of the gospel mandate. What did Messiah say? All authority from on high has been given unto him. So he said, go ye forth and teach all nations. I'm about my brothers and sisters, teach them the truth that would set them free. Go ye forth and teach all nations, baptizing. How about commending men in allegiance unto the will of one king? Beyond all the misallegiances that divide and can cause so much contention and contradiction, debate and doubt, far from faith and discernment. He said, go forth and teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I said, under his authority, my brothers and sisters, command, walk after that authority where the fullness of truth is not known. People say, how can they call upon? How can they make an oath unto him whom they have not known? Besides, they go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. Everything, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Even to bring all things to remembrance, all things that he has spoken. In fact, the scripture says you are forewarned to prepare. For Messiah comes for the restitution of all things. All things the Most High has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. But the rulers, my brothers and sisters, according to prophecy, every one of them, has sought to hide some measure of the truth, even the most critical perceptions of the truth of the gospel. Meaning they're all derelict in duty, have all, rather than establishing a hope towards seeing beyond the illusion, they've only established cages. There's a reason why Messiah said in his time, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. What he was saying, my brothers and sisters, equates to what was said when he says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Having said that, light is coming to the world, but men love darkness more than light. Declaring that the only hope of salvation is the word the Most High declared from the beginning. And without question, my brothers and sisters, the hope of salvation is according to no other standard but that which the Most High declared from the beginning. That rulers, having no right to divide the world, have sought to obscure. But you must know this group, this truth, my brothers and sisters. But that's your only hope of life, only hope of victory, your only hope of salvation. While they hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, many are compelled to even fight and make war to defend those who slaughter human souls in ignorance daily. Like I say, they say as your rulers, they have a right to declare even what it is you have a right to know. Even where it concerns your salvation, I ask again, who are they to judge? For if you knew the truth, you would know the salvation to come. That for salvation to come, true to the will of one Most High, all these rulers who hide the truth from you must be discerned foolishly obsolete. Meaning that the truth that they hide from you must be known. Rulers have hid the way of salvation from you, my brothers and sisters, that they keep you in bondage. But who's willing to hear it? Who's willing to know it? And who is, my brothers and sisters, prepared to take advantage of the wisdom? That in this show, I'm commanded to impart. They hide their shame, my brothers and sisters, saying that they do some good. They hide, seek to hide their shame, the shame of their treachery, casting off apparent blame against themselves by saying they are doing some good. Yet the supposed good they do, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High has commanded them to speak so much more. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, can never prepare you for the coming of the Savior. Can never prepare you for the coming of the Son of Man. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that for salvation to come, all the rulers, kings, priests, pastors, rabbis, elders, whatever, must all be reproved. If they didn't tell you that they all must be rebuked for their lack of diligence and blindness, for their treachery against the truth, for their desire to withhold truth from you unjustly, that they exalt themselves. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, they must all be exposed for all having in some way done this. They never taught you the gospel. They never told you what the Bible really says about your leaders. We didn't tell you why Messiah said your righteousness must exceed, your knowledge of the law and the prophets must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall have no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If your leaders hide from you certain truths of the law and the prophets, are they predisposed you not to seek these things? Flattering you, my brothers and sisters, even fatally flattering you, compelling you to believe there's no need to seek more than what they teach, as if there were no more, as if Messiah, my brothers and sisters, is going to take a group of convoluted little people, really? Think about it, what I'm saying to you. It's lack of knowledge, partiality, pollution, haste to conclusions that have divided the world. How dare men say that all these varied ideologies reconcile the world? It's man's lack of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, that has divided it. How dare men say the Most High be pleased with the very contentions that have corrupted and cursed the world, as if to say these things should be called unto him true unto salvation? Righteousness and not a mockery, not a mockery. Righteousness and not a misrepresentation. Truth and not a lie. Brothers and sisters, every half-truth is a lie. Man established upon faulty foundations, already divided. I hear some people acting as if, perceiving, declaring as if the world is not divided, saying, hey, we shouldn't divide the people. Brothers and sisters, you have to discern the difference between good and evil. You have to discern the difference, my brothers and sisters, between what is righteous and what is unrighteous. You have to discern what is the difference between what is pure unto the Most High and that which is not. Messiah, however, did not come, my brothers and sisters, to condemn or divide the world more than it already is, but to, I hope you'll understand this, reconcile mankind back to himself. That at last, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the divisions, there be only one. Yah is one, and so must be his people. We are to love him, to seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, under a pure, perfect word that declares one truth. To do otherwise, my brothers and sisters, is treacherous against the oath. We must love Yah with all our minds, heart, soul, and might. We must love the fact that he is one, and he does not deny himself. And we must love, my brothers and sisters, the truth enough that we seek it for the blessedness and the reconciliation of all who call upon his name unto the will of one. Because until all who call upon the name of the Most High are in all things agreed as one, But brothers and sisters, there's still yet a deceiver and even mass irrationality still in our midst. Scripture says we must all reason together. Meaning we must look beyond our worldly differences, that we all repent unto the sovereign will of one. When the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance, that is a cry for peace, my brothers and sisters. For men cannot all have allegiance after the pure, perfect will of one and still be divided. For the one, Most High, my brothers and sisters, there's no contradiction in him. He is our peace. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand that when the world at last has the one king, one promised of old, my brothers and sisters, men will understand why it is that the Hebrew word for peace is also the word for completion, even a word, my brothers and sisters, for conciliation is one. My brothers and sisters, like I said before, they say as your rulers, they have a right to declare what you have a right to know. I ask the question, who are they to judge? They say they deny you so many precious truths because they say, you're not ready for the truth. I say again, who are they to judge? They know if you knew the truth, you know that for salvation to come, that they, not the law of the Most High, that must be discerned as having for a long time been foolishly obsolete. Like I say, they hide the truth from you. The truth that would set you free, they hide from you to keep you under their bondage. That is their utmost agenda. They are deceitful, my brothers and sisters, and that they claim for all their indecisive differences to offer you the way of salvation. How can a multitude of contentious differences be peace? They say that as if Yah is not one, as if they are not obstacles against your knowing what? The only way? Even all flattering soothsayers and sayers, my brothers and sisters, they tell you that after the short-sightedness they offer, that you've attained all you need to know. Scriptures, my brothers and sisters, say something else entirely. Scripture says when Messiah appears, the one who restores mankind to the truth that for ages he has forgotten. Scripture says it'd be a terror for men, a vexation for men to understand the report, for his word will be line upon line, precept upon precept. And men will find out that what they had believed is like a garment too short for a man to wrap himself up in. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Since the scriptures say our people are destroyed, divided, confused for lack of knowledge, know, my brothers and sisters, that those who have maintained the multitude of divisions that exist in the world have, in fact, my brothers and sisters, sought to obscure knowledge that they, even across nations, might continue to rule over you. I want you to think about this, my brothers and my sisters. I want you to think about this. Do you really believe that men have been willing to receive the grace and knowledge of Yah, growing in the grace and knowledge of Yah, for this world to have remained as divided as it is? There's been much resistance. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. It is written that the wrath of Yah is against all those who withhold the truth and unrighteousness. Whoever it is that unjustly suppress the truth. I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, when men become double-minded in their allegiances in any way, or they refuse to let go of the lies that are in their hearts, my brothers and sisters, the lies that are in their hearts compel a soul in such a way they can never be made whole, never be made righteous before Yah. The soul that will never let go of the lie, my brothers and sisters, will always be a deceiver. Well, let me tell you something. Many are the allegiances that are in this world that contradict any hope for salvation. The Most High told me these words. He said to me directly, beware what you join yourself with. What you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. My brothers and sisters, the people of the Most High must be true unto Yah, first, foremost, alone. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. If those who say they are believers swear allegiances to systems of this world that have no intent to open the minds and hearts of men to the truth, then, my brothers and sisters, men swear themselves to be the sons of darkness. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand what the scriptures say in the book of Jacob. It says, we're scattered among a multitude of nations, and after a multitude of provocations, lacking wisdom, lacking conviction under Yah. The scripture says that we must ask Yah for wisdom. For he said, the double-minded man who would, therefore in his double-minded, create a mockery or a misrepresentation against the Most High. The scriptures say, my brother says, let not that man think he receive anything from the Most High. For the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It's one who would vacillate, my brothers and sisters. Think about it from the garden, when men were compelled to take the bride, to walk after what they thought might be sufficient unto life, or sufficient unto a blessing. Soon as man began to trust in allegiances, not true to the one Most High, my brothers and sisters, it led to his instability, his being cast out of the garden paradise. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is for a people who will be absolutely in all things steadfast unto him. It is the kingdom that in its steadfastness and the secure allegiance of all its citizens would endure forever. But I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why the scripture says what it does. The wrath of Yah is upon all those who unjustly suppress the truth. I want you to consider, if ever any man has sought to hide, deny the truth for personal agenda's sake, my brothers and sisters, he disqualifies himself from being counted worthy, counted a true and genuine vessel unto the Most High. I want you to think about what I'm saying to you. Besides, said the spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Those who have double-minded agendas, there's a dimension of truth they will never receive. They certainly won't speak, lest they expose their own hypocrisies. I want you to consider some of my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, if a man blasphemes the Holy Spirit, there's no sacrifice for his sin, not in this world or the next. So if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, how about if he exalts some standard separated from the wisdom that his people must hear? Scripture says, no more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, for he has blasphemed the very spirit of grace. No more sacrifice to be offered for his sin, for he considered the blood by which he had opportunity unto sanctification. Messiah said, if I do not go, the comforter will not come. So Messiah gave his very life that men might discern the greater righteousness, or seek the greater righteousness of Yah, knowing that the rulers who persecuted, and I mean both Jew and Gentile, were far from the righteousness of the one Most High. When people realize they've been subject to a priesthood under Roman authority and would crucify the Messiah, they said, what shall we do? What shall we do? The apostle said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. How about for the remission of your sins? The remission of their sin, my brothers and sisters, was the turning aside of all worldly misallegiances. Or how else, my brothers and sisters, shall man transcend their sins when it is allegiance to fallen standards that have divided this world and created so many obstacles against peace, beguiling mankind to uphold standards which could never satisfy what is necessary unto the holy kingdom of God? Do you really believe men who say they believed in the Most High, trusted in the Most High, were obedient to the Most High? Think about it. You got somebody who says he's sworn himself to the Most High in one country, and another one says he's sworn himself to the Most High in another. They're in two different countries. Their rulership was never true to the fullness of the kingdom of Yah, or else the kingdom would be established already. They war against one another, but they really believed that their allegiance was unto the peace the Most High has intended. Only way it could be, my brothers and sisters, that you have two people saying they're sworn to one. Hey, contentions against one another. They've been under somebody else's rule. And it's time to understand that. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scriptures say again that whoever unjustly suppresses the truth, the wrath of Yah is upon him. My brothers and sisters, suppress the truth is not an act of sincerity after the faith of one Most High. To suppress, certainly to suppress the truth, my brothers and sisters, that was saved. Certainly to suppress the knowledge of the Savior himself, whereby men would find themselves so often, whereby men would find themselves so often, rather than receiving what is necessary to prepare for the Son of Man, they'd be much more inclined, my brothers and sisters, to side with those who would blind you against discerning what is necessary to prepare for him. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, this: all prophecy has said it. The question is how many are ready to receive it. All prophecy has said that for salvation indeed to come in this world, all the various rulers of this world who have not taught you what is I call the gospel of Shiloh, considering Genesis 49:10. All those who have not taught you these things, I'm going to tell you now, my brothers and sisters, all of them must be exposed in their treachery and their dereliction of duty. In fact, they all must be exposed, my brothers and sisters, as obsolete for salvation to come. All the prophets have said it. I ask the question, my brothers and sisters, who are these men that they have not? Let me tell you now, my brothers and sisters, this show is not for them who want to hide or remain blinded under the vanities of darkness after a multitude of worldly compromises. This show is not for those, my brothers and sisters, who trust that the rulers have a right to decide what you have a right to know. This show, my brothers and sisters, is indeed one wherein you will hear many statements that either will make or break many souls, that they will surely discern the thoughts and intents of many hearts. Like a sharp two-edged sword, my brothers and sisters, that hits the point. This word, my brothers and sisters, will slice at both them who say they seek righteousness and those who are rebellious. It will discern very sharply with definition what are the thoughts and intents of the heart. There are words, my brothers and sisters, that will not miss the mark. Certainly there's an exceeding message, my brothers and sisters, that, think about this. Did the ruler's dad tell you that when he comes, that there's not a word beyond them that they would? Beyond them, that he would come to speak? Did they dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, they've taught you all that the Messiah will come himself to tell? I mean, one time pastor telling me such a thing. My brothers and sisters, I could only laugh at it. And when I say laugh at him, I was a very serious laugh because I couldn't believe that he would dare to say that. I was, you know, I wanted to see for sure if he would admit that he was being less than, let's just say less than one having integrity, that he would admit that he was being somewhat treacherous in his words, but he tried to keep a straight face, then he hung his head and walked away. There's an exceeding message, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures say the awaited one will come to speak, that men might be made whole, that people might be made strong. If they see beyond all these half-truths and short-sighted convictions. The word, my brothers and sisters, I tell you again, the difference between those who have a love for the truth, those who have a preferring righteousness. Count yourself blessed if you are hearing these words, you are hearing this show, Whether it was prophesied in advance rulers will never tell. Who was prepared to hear it? The Most High told them, the prophets of old, that the rulers through the ages have not and would not speak certain very precious truths, and I find it to be still very much the case. The Bible speaks about these things many times, my brothers and sisters, countless times. In fact, I would dare to tell you that from the very beginning of the book to its very end, all prophecy leads up to the idea of the coming of one who will reveal the truth that the whole world had not for ages. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, you will hear on this show what was prophesied in advance. The rulers will never tell. Most High told me these words. He said, you must tell them things. But since the dawn of Yom Kippur, men have done everything they could to hide, to deny, pervert, silence, and indeed to destroy. When the Most High anoints a man with his spirit, calling him aside, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, even before my anointing, believe me, it was quite spontaneous. Most I told me about a great mission that must be brought to bear. He told me, my brothers and sisters, that he calls prophets to speak what others would not. Tell me, my brothers and sisters, that it is very necessary that a prophet must speak, brothers and sisters, what carnal mind contends against. I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says that Most High has looked in these latter days upon men and seen none righteous, no, not one. Therefore, all prophecies foretell that before salvation may come, all present institutions of man must be discerned obsolete. Please discern why the scripture says when the Shiloh comes, unto him shall the gathering of all the nations be. Understand why the scripture says he will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, meaning that the standards we see in this world, if you've only seen what this world and this status quo declares, if you have not seen beyond the structures of man, you've never known, my brothers and sisters, what is saving faith. Scripture says Messiah will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, and therefore with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. He shall expose every fallen standard. Shall man say, my brothers and sisters, they discern beyond the fallen standards, only seeing the things, structures, ideals, which this world teaches, even taking all the scriptures and avoiding whatever ideas that are contained therein, or perverting every word contained therein that would open the minds to see beyond the structures after which the rulers will conform the minds. It's time to understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time to see well beyond all this. In fact, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, none bears the armor of Yah who wears any allegiance unto the preservation, any of the polluted and corrupt doctrines, constructs, political, social, and pseudo-religious regimes that presently, my brothers and sisters, rule over the hearts of men. Scriptures talk about it this way in Isaiah 59. Most High looked upon the sons of men. He saw no intercessor. Psalm 14, Psalm 53 say he saw none righteous, no, not one. How then do men say that allegiance to their standards will still yet save a soul? Most High told me directly, beware what you join yourself with. What you join yourself with, you become one with the spirit. And to swear allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to any fallen standard, is to damn your own soul. In fact, my brothers and sisters, you are serving him whose rule you obey. If you swear yourself an allegiance to a pluralist system, how can you be anything else but a hypocrite? If you swear yourself in allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to systems that defy what the Most High has declared, how can you in any way be anything else but a deceiver? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, rulers have sought to hide that treachery. There is a great truth, my brothers and sisters. They say that as long as the people don't know, no one will discern that anything has been hid from them. Well, my brothers and sisters, those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, those of you who are willing to check out my website, hiddengospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, articles like Secret City Prophecies, willing to go back through the archives at BTR concerning this show, you will discern the things, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers for a long time have hid. But my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, it's more than just a fanciful thing to seek after these truths. Remember what the scripture said, for man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth? There's no more sacrifice to be offered for sin. For man seeks to act as an obstacle against other men understanding the truth, the Most High would have his people to know. He is counted an adversary and not a friend. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the knowledge of his conscience. And my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today that has fallen far away from it already. And now is the time that men must know they have to seek the truth in order to attain the hope of life. No man can say he has agreed with all the saints of old who have already attained, my brothers and sisters, their seal of approval unto the kingdom of Yah. Nobody can be true to them, my brothers and sisters, after fallen standards men have established. Prayerful that men what? Forget? Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lying, and bringing all things to remembrance. Even the things, my brothers and sisters, that transcend this generation, even present, even generations for many untold ages. Remember, Scripture says Messiah will come forth saying the word from the beginning is life, even that he is the one who comes to show you the way that you should go. Saying, oh, that you kept my commandments, then your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the ways of the sea. Saying that he is, from the time that it was, from the creation, he says, there am I. My brothers and sisters, Most High has not changed in terms of his plan for this world. He has not changed, my brothers and sisters, in terms of what he created this world for. Man cannot shift from that foundation and still be found stable. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, as long as people don't know the truth, there are ministers out here saying, as long as there are folks around willing to buy the worthless doctrine they teach, they were willing to sell it. It must come to be known, my brothers and sisters, that men such as this have been most wicked of all. What will they do when at last the more precious truth is known? When the only way of life is known, and it's discerned if they did not teach it. What will they do when there's no more market for their lives? What will they do when no man buys their treacherously worthless merchandise anymore? What will they do when everyone knows who and what they were who hid these truths from you? What will they do, my brothers and sisters, when all know just how much your rulers have sold the souls of so many men into hell? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's not a show for those who will seek to be comforted in their vanities. It's not a show, my brothers and sisters, for those who are not compelled for the utmost truth. I want you to think about the rulers from the seminary schools to the church and the people have been, in a lot of ways, hypocritical. Think about it. Your pastors have placards on their walls, many of them. Doctor of Divinity degrees they got from this university or another. But they could take that degree to any denomination they would. Don't you know that means that the institution they got it from itself was unstable? Not about an absolute. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters? Since the scriptures say when Messiah comes, unto him shall all the nations seek and his rest shall be glorious. Since the scripture says the Messiah comes, unto him shall the gathering of all the people shall be. When it says, my brothers and sisters, he must gather his people from the midst of all the nations, all the rulers, that he must reprove all your pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, that he must reprove all your kings in order for men to swear allegiance unto him. Because believe me, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says the way of peace, men have known not. He's read Isaiah 59:8-16. It says the way of peace men have not known, and that he will lead the blind by ways they have not known. It means, my brothers and sisters, when he comes, it will be found out that people had not known him as they should have. The scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. It means, my brothers and sisters, that he comes to reveal the truth that your rulers did not. That whoever believed beyond the rulers will have an opportunity at truly being made whole. The scripture says, when he appears, kings should shut their mouths because of him. Because that which the people had not considered, which the rulers had not compelled people to consider, they should be made to consider. So the scripture asks, who shall believe his report when the armed, the trusted ally of Yah is revealed? The one whom the Most High has appointed, foreordained, to reveal the hidden truths. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 44 says that he comes to reveal the treasures that have been hidden in the secret places. That all, ignoring the exceeding righteousness of Yah, may know that there's only one salvation, one Savior, one standard with which the Most High should be pleased, from the rising of the sun to the west. The same words on 1 Corinthians 4:4-5. The Apostle Shaul actually said, if any man consider himself wise after the diverse standards and so-called value systems of this world, various allegiances of this world. See, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. He said, my brothers and sisters, let no man consider himself so wise for the time. Why? He said, he knows nothing after which he is guilty. But he might not be right in this. For he said his judge will still be ultimately Messiah. One whom the Most High sends, my brothers and sisters, reveal the hidden things that men have the hidden treasures that men have hidden in the darkness. And when men discern, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding truth that the rulers have not told, say, then will men know how to praise Yah. My brothers and sisters, if men exalt stands, the Most High counts worthless. Is it him that they have praised? Isaiah 40, speaking of Messiah's appearance, says that he will count whole nations like worthless drops in a bucket. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they have not taught the exceeding truths. In fact, as I told you before, if all the nations of the world have sought to hide, deny, pervert, silence so many very precious truths, unjustly suppressing the truth, that they maintain their rulership, that they keep you in bondage against him who is the only Savior. If they hide the truth from you, my brothers and sisters, that you contend against the greater righteousness of the Most High will reveal the one who will deliver you. Whose servants have they been? Do you think, my brothers and sisters, that men receive the favor of the Most High for being treacherously double-minded in their standards and beliefs? Do you need faith, my brothers and sisters, to remain double-minded or to become like-minded with Yah, pure and complete? Do you think faith, my brothers and sisters, unto a multitude of pluralist, contentious standards, or unto peace? Can faith in the one, my brothers and sisters, bring about differences, or can faith in him who is one eternally only bring an eternal peace? You need to ask yourself that question and ask why the world still to this day hasn't attained what long ago it should have. I want you to consider some of my brothers and sisters. I find it an utter shame. Yes, I do. I find it an utter shame that we live in a world today as though the gospel or the word of one from on high went forth. Many have not realized what they've been preached in this world could not possibly have been the gospel. For if it were, my brothers and sisters, the world would have been one long time ago. The word of the gospel, all the debate and doubt we see in the world, all the differences of opinion, contentions, and contradictions will no longer exist. Scripture says, true Israel is the people who must speak no lies and do no iniquity, who will speak no lies and do no iniquity, who will be redeemed from every illusion. We see people calling themselves saved after a multitude of partial standards whereby they exalt themselves and don't seek the full awakening according to everything that is written for men to be truly called believers. I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said, for instance, that this is his message that must be testified in the churches, for instance. He said, I'm the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. I'm telling you now that the nations have sought to hide from you what that word meant and all its implications. Time to check out my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Scriptures tell you how Messiah will appear, and why he appears that way, so as to cast down all the confusions of the world. Did the rulers tell you? If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, that most awaited event in all history, all prophetic history, that most awaited event that all the prophecies, all the prophets spoke of, they don't tell you about that, and they've managed somehow compel you to believe that if they haven't spoken these words, that they are inviolable, then my brothers and sisters, they're the most wicked men of all. They tell you the kingdom that the promise of man is up in the sky somewhere. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says it's on the earth. That's why the scripture says you should pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is on heaven, in heaven, on high. They didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters. They'd like to have you believe that Messiah is going to suddenly appear from the skies. I would ask you to read Isaiah 49. They tell you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah is going to appear from the skies. I would have you to read first Zephaniah, for instance, 3rd chapter. They didn't tell you that word for clouds means simply is a symbolic of a testimony from on high. A messenger. In fact, they consider clouds to be messengers as to what is to come in so many ways. You saw certain clouds passing from a certain direction, certain types of cloud. You look for either, you know, a sudden heat spell, a hot, dry wind, rain. Messiah said, how is it you discern the signs of the heavens and don't discern the signs of these times? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a scripture in Isaiah 19 that says the Most High comes upon swift clouds, and it says the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. It is a revelation that is about to appear, my brothers and sisters, because when men discern indeed the message of the Most High that is from above, they'll realize how much the leaders who claim to be appointed into authority have only voiced the precepts and doctrines of men. Do you really think the Most High told the rulers of this world never to tell the people how he shall appear? Remember, Scripture says when he shall appear, they shall all become rebuked and discern in their doctrines obsolete. You ever stop to consider that's the reason why they didn't tell you these things? A website, hiddengospel.com, contains quite a few articles, my brothers and sisters, that rebuke and prove foolish so many of the doctrines that have become status quo and preservation of status quo in this world. It won't be said, my brothers and sisters, that these truths were not offered to you. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, if you've had the opportunity to hear these words, you have every obligation to see the implications of them all, ad infinitum, nothing lacking. And because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the gospel be hid is hid to them that are lost. Please don't even begin to think that if the masses did not know that they are delivered and found stable after a lack of knowledge. Scripture already told you that when Messiah appears, the awaited one comes, it'll be in a manner unexpected. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he says he comes to reveal a righteousness the world did not know. You should have always then known, my brothers and sisters, to look beyond your rulers. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, who is it when the truths that the whole world is lied against are discerned as the treachery that they are? Who, my brothers and sisters, will hearken to the voice the Most High said he would send, that would make kings dust to his sword and driven stubble to his bow? Whose mouth is like a sharp two-edged sword, who is like one, my brothers and sisters, who does not miss the mark in his declaration. Who will be willing to hear him? My brothers and sisters, it will be known in that day that many who thought, according to the mandates of men, that they were delivered, my brothers and sisters, are going to be found that men were just simply continuing in bondage. When men hear the word, my brothers and sisters, that will set them free, shall men discern, my brothers and sisters, unto whom they've been in bondage? Or will they simply say that their rulers never sought to blind them? Well, I can only tell you.
90 seconds.
I can only tell you what is written. I will leave it to you to seek it for the fullness of the dimensions necessary. I will let it be your drive to be true to the holy name and to be true to the oath unto the Most High, to discern all that is necessary to open the eyes of your brother.
60 seconds.
I will petition the Most High to aid those, my brothers and sisters, who desire the truth. You know what Messiah himself said. He said the spirit of truth, the spirit of justice, the spirit that leads to peace, the spirit that leads to full reconciliation unto Yah, the world of those who are satisfied with the division of this world. He said that spirit they will not receive. He said, let not the double-minded man think he receive anything from Yah. Talking about Yohanan 4, John 14, 15 through 17. I'm talking about the first 8 verses, the book of Jacob they call James. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, for man to receive the favor necessary to be taught of the Most High, he must seek the truth with a whole heart. Blessed that they will understand this. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, to his might, to his honor, and to his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.